The last my I mean it's
Hey
future.
everybody.
Hi.
Back Home Beauties is back.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you something. We just did 35 minutes of a live on TikTok, which means
first time
we've had this on for 35 minutes.
So we get a little pinch going
so
on.
So if we sound a little ornery sometimes,
we're in pain.
I've realized that you have to take it off your ear.
Yes.
Like don't.
That's why I got mine.
I
off.
Know.
Yeah.
I know. And this is, I feel like this is the adult version, like not maybe the 18 month old. Like this one feels a little looser.
We need custom. We need some custom made bows.
Can't you see? We need to do a field trip post of us at the fabric store hey.
Yeah, we need.
Camille's going to be over there where all the bling.
Will you measure my head?
Ton of that bling is.
I want glitter. I want some.
Glitter is not a good thing.
Okay, not glitter. The bedazzle.
Okay, that. Yeah,
bedazzle.
Something where it doesn't
give me a
rub off.
Bling. Yeah.
Just
jewels or something.
Are you allowed to have glitter in your home during Christmas?
No. No, I'm not. I'm not. I don't want glitter. So,
no, my kids are, especially my boys, are like, please don't ever buy wrapping paper that has glitter.
Or cards. You open up, it just falls all over your closet, so you got to wash it.
I know.
But I do think we need to get, we could probably make our own. Are you have a sewer. Do you sew? Really? I can.
So I did a live shot yesterday from the Quilt Craft and Sewing Expo here in Salt Lake City. Okay.
Only in Utah, yeah. Just only in Utah.
No, it's a nationwide thing. This was
there
a stop.
Really is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this was a
I
huge deal.
I take that back.
There were sewing machines there, Camille, that
really?
I was like, wow.
No, they're like machines.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, like, it's kind of digital. You just think. There goes.
Okay, that's a little lazy, though.
No, hang on. Now, the majority of the women that were there were older. And I don't think, like, I know my mom can't, she can't do her hands
oh,
as much
right.
anymore. You know what I'm saying? So Camille takes it back.
I take
don't
it back.
Send hate mail. She takes it back.
I take it back.
So we did this live. Camille and I, y'all, we're new to TikTok, basically. And we're like this. Hey, I don't know if this is on or not. Meanwhile, all these things are coming up the bottom. I still don't know, Camille. What do you think? Camille's like, I don't know.
I know.
So we're
like, oh, dear.
Oh, wait.
I think we're
there
on.
Are people are saying stuff.
So, shoot.
We did it. Yeah, so we did it. And we kind of feel, I don't know, kind of feel like big girls a little bit.
Well, there was 182 views, which was, I think there's a lot of people on TikTok. Just saying. So we'll do it again. We're gonna keep trying to figure this out and promote our brands.
I know.
And, you know, we really just, we want to be the ladies that y'all send stuff to, and we will try it on. We will try it out.
We'll try it out, or we'll talk about
yes,
it.
Yes,
or, so I'm going to order me some... What's it called? Spicy yam?
Spicy yam. Get some spicy yam.
Spicy yam cream.
Yes. It's wild yam cream.
Oh, wow. But, I knew that didn't sound right.
It's wild yam cream.
Spicy.
Yeah.
So tell us what Camille told me. Remember, Camille's like a witch. So Camille goes, you need to order this.
Well,
what is it going to do for me?
It's going to help you with hot flashes because you cannot take estrogen because of your recent cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And you, when you're so far out, you'll be able to take a little estrogen, but you're going to maybe hot flash because you have lost your hormones, my love.
Y'all, I'm a mess.
She ain't a mess. She's doing good.
I'm like a shim. I'm like and a him. I have.
She's.
So I asked my oncologist. I'm like, so I've got back fat and tummy fat that I never had before.
And I'm
and is that because there's no estrogen? And he's like this.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And I said, well, can we do something about that?
Mm-mm. No.
And I go, anything?
Yeah.
So the yam cream.
Wild yam cream will help the hot flashes. It'll help the estrogen loss. Okay. And eventually,
wait, it's not going to give me estrogen, though, is it?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
It is not estrogen.
I've actually also heard. So I was talking with a girlfriend who has horrific menopause symptoms,
yes.
Like mood shifting, and she has
brain fog.
Just, oh my gosh, she's really having a hard time.
Can't concentrate.
But you said that yam cream is good
for
that.
That will help her. Uh huh. That's right. Yes. Look, estrogen is when you lose estrogen, you need estrogen. Okay, and so. But if you can't take estrogen because you've had cancer or something, mm-hmm. you want to do something. But wild yam cream is kind of helpful. And I don't know that progesterone can't be used. It's a different hormone. You've got to talk to your doctor. But progesterone does help you sleep because a lot of women are not sleeping. You can't think. You are brain fogged. You are going through so Check. Much. Some people Check. Have asthma. I mean, they've got so many symptoms. So weird. Joint pain. It's like, what the heck just happened to my body? You feel like right. a wrecking ball just hit you. And you're not the same.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, she was a singer. Who'd you sing with?
Nobody.
No, you were on stage with that old guy that died. God. He was God. What was his name?
Well, first of all.
Seriously, what was his name?
I sang with George Burns.
That's
and
right.
Bob Hope.
That's right.
I sing first. With God.
Well, he played God. He played God.
You're right.
He did. So, yeah, she's got wrecking ball. Anyway, but, you know, when you hit menopause, girls, oh, honey. I mean, and men have no clue. You know, they used to make fun of in medical school, and I read this. I'm like, men are kind of a-holes. But they were like, they called it WW, whiny women. That's what they called menopause in medical schools. This is like way back in the 80s and stuff. Because they have no clue how to help women in menopause. But they need but estrogen.
Even now, I mean, you and I were talking about this. There's still not a lot of studies.
There's not.
There's still not a lot of help out there.
Well, I found out.
What happens to your body.
So, you know, you go to the doctor. They have a code or whatever, and that's how they bill insurance for
sure.
that type of visit. Oh, you have a flu. You have a cold.
Yeah.
They don't have a code for menopause visit. You go in for an overall general wellness check, but they will not pay for a menopause visit.
What?
They do not. They don't. Isn't that just
Let's
that
talk
just mean?
About the name. Menopause.
Right.
Let's pause for men. Is that
turning into a man because you got no estrogen. But look, if you're a moody, I know, right? If you're moody, if you're angry.
That's why you get chin hair.
And your hair does go from, you know, loss in your head. You get more. Yeah, you do. You get hair. It is the weirdest phenomenon. But, and that's why I think older women are like, so look, they're going through something. Mm. So, and if you got a female friend, you're going to need a female friend when you get older.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you've seen me fan myself for how long now?
I know. So have you, here's the deal. So my cancer came on for women who have been through menopause. So apparently yes. I had been through menopause. If you bleed, let me just warn you, if you bleed after menopause, it is a sign of uterine cancer.
Yes.
So I went to my doctor and I'm like, oh, I just had a period. So weird, you know, and she's like, we're actually going to do an ultrasound right now.
Check
so
you
they
out.
Do an ultrasound. They yeah. see a mass. I have a biopsy. Sure enough, I have cancer. You cannot detect uterine cancer from what I was told from a pap smear.
Right.
So don't think that you're, you
normal
know.
Normal's fine. Yeah. You're still.
So I didn't know. After my fifth kid, I was bleeding all the time. Like, I literally had a period all the time. And they were trying me on all kinds of stuff. Birth control to try to stop.
Normalize
the,
your
Yeah,
your
stop, flow. Stop whatever. Stop the satanic madness.
The flow.
and so I, you know, when I started bleeding, I was like, I have been through this before. Where have you been? I haven't seen you in a while. You know, I literally had to go down the tampon aisle and be like, oh, this is new.
I haven't been here for a minute.
Oh, I don't even know how to do it. How do you put these on? So, going from that to, my radical surgery.
Right.
Then into chemo, then into radiation. I think my body now is going like, okay. The tornado has settled.
Yes.
Now let's react to all this.
And the estrogen's leaving my body. You are now in forced menopause.
Yeah.
You were slowly getting there because you weren't cycling. But now you're in forced menopause. And so at some point, the hormones are just going to be depleted. That's just
Well, they have been because that's what feeds that type of cancer, right? So
that's right.
When they take the ovaries, it's so funny that, you know, because basically to eradicate this cancer as far as surgery, you have a complete hysterectomy.
Mm.
And they even asked me, do you want to keep your ovaries? Mm. And I'm like, okay, well, if I'm retired from having babies and I'm no longer having, you know, female stuff, what's the point? And they go, well, it's kind of like a cancer breeding area for you. And I'm like, hell no, yank those babies out.
Why would I do this again?
Right?
Yeah, this was not.
But you know what's weird is they went in, my incision was through my navel.
Your belly button?
And a little, and another one. And they basically hoovered all my organs
Stop
out.
It. Through your tummy?
Yeah, through that.
Oh.
I have just a little scar.
Well, I guess they might have needed to do
And
that.
I think they probably yanked some stuff out of the vajay. I'm pretty sure they did that too. But a lot of that was through, and I don't know, so don't quote me. Like, if you're a doctor out there, don't be hating on me. I know I have a scar, and I know they went through my navel.
You were sleeping. You weren't privy.
But here's what I do know. Sorry. When I came home, You cannot, absolutely cannot lift anything heavier than a milk jug.
Oh.
For weeks.
Wow. Major surgery.
Well, yeah. And so your organs have been moved, right? And now you have this empty gap that things are going to start kind of
settling,
gravitating to a new home.
Interesting.
A new home. Yeah.
Because that pelvic floor area, mm-hmm. you've lost the uterus. You've lost the cervix.
Yep.
And the ovaries. So, yeah, there's some empty space.
Oh, no, they don't take your cervix.
Okay, they take. So you got the bumper. You got a bumper in there. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, again, because I'm just looking at what they yanked was. So because they couldn't go through the vagina because the cervix
so
is there.
Like, no. What'd they yank? Well,
Sorry if I'm being a little insensitive. I'm sorry.
I was asleep. But it's okay. I'm sure they did. They were like, put their foot on it.
Well, I'm just saying, if the cervix is there, they can't go through. It's not going to be able to go through the cervix to get to you.
Right.
And so I get why they had to go through the tummy.
So you still have to do, I'm not at this stage now, but you still have to have pap smears, even if you have nothing in there. Because
we got a cervix.
Because with my cancer, if the cancer comes back, where is it going to go? It has to go to the top of the vagina. Because there's nothing else in there for it to go.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway,
interesting.
That's not what we were going to talk about, but the yam. So I'm going to get some, and then I'm going to let y'all know. So if I'm looking a little more orange,
yeah. Oh, I don't know that. I don't think it's going to color yet because you're not going to use.
Let's be true. Yams actually are yams the color and sweet potatoes the whiter one?
I think this whiter one. I think yams are the lighter.
Yams are the darker one.
Are they the darker or the lighter? Are they the darker? I know sweet potato. Well, when I order one, it's orange.
I know, but I don't know the restaurants. I mean, I'm from the South. I should know. But I just know that
we should research this when you go. Y'all,
it's just a Google away. Just a Google away.
Where's my phone?
You can go to the grocery store, and when you buy yams, I can't remember. I think they're orange.
I do. I think they're orange. Yeah. But you're not going to put, you're not going to slather. You're going to dabble your inner arms.
Oh, okay.
Inner thigh. Where the little fat pads are.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have much fat.
No.
Maybe on that fat on your back.
I got my back fat. I got my tummy fat. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Look, everybody got fat or you ain't going to make it. Yeah. You got to maintain a little fat.
You know what? And here's the scoopy. 2 years ago, I was just hoping to be alive. So I got a little fat on me, I'm okay.
I know. And I've had fat on me for a long time. And you know what? It has to be okay. If I was like, I can't leave the house because I'm fat, I would never leave the house. Just saying. So I had to get used to it.
You know what's interesting about you?
What?
You don't eat much.
I really don't.
You're like a picker. Are you a pickers? Camille's like a picker. She eats a little bit, and then you take a lot home.
I'll throw it away. I hate throwing away, but I just don't. I really don't. I'll tell you, here's my normal meals. I'll have eggs in the morning, if I have eggs, and coffee. And then I'll have a salad or salmon. Or I'll have like a chicken soup.
I know. Like, this is what I'm seeing, y'all.
Those are my staples.
I never see you eat sugar, ever.
I don't eat sugar.
Nope. I never see that. I never see you drink soda.
I don't. I drink water. I drink water or a little iced tea and coffee. I do not drink anything else. That's all I drink. Mm-hmm. I drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. I do. But that's it. But I'll tell you what I think happened to my system. My mother thought that acne prevention was required because we're the kind of family, we have cystic acne. So she was going to prevent acne. I lived on antibiotics.
Oh, at a really young age, I bet.
So when I was a young girl. And so antibiotics, reading has done, it killed my guts. Okay. So I lost good bacteria. I lived on a farm. My dad, we're farmers. We had, lots of pesticide. So I had gut trouble. Okay. And so that's why I learned at an early age how to heal myself because doctors are like, oh, you're fine. You're fine. They never gave me probiotics. Mm-hmm. They never gave me good culture yogurt, whatever. I had to figure out how to heal my system because I didn't have a good system. So I wasn't always this clean eating. I mean, but last few years, that's all. I just don't.
Yeah,
and I've lost some weight, but honestly, they put me on these pre-diabetic drugs and stuff, which I think it helps store sugar, and so now it's like I got more sugar in my system. So now I'm doing a lot of ketosis to get out of my system. But I do feel
Are you still on those meds?
No, okay. I'm not on any meds now. I'm off all meds. Mm-hmm. I'm off nothing. I'm on nothing. But I really am
Except
just
that mineral
on,
stuff.
Yeah, all natural stuff. Oh, I'll take supplements. You see my supplements?
No, I know.
I'm doing.
Y'all, if there's an apocalypse,
I'm good.
She literally has a room. I have a room. But here's the best thing.
I know my shit.
Today was the first day I asked Camille for something for a headache, and she didn't have it. But she had gobs of everything else. And you don't live in fear. It's not that at all. No. You kind of learn. I think this is what we need to do. This is the responsible thing to do, is you need to learn what works for your body naturally. Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
I read a lot about that. I want to do natural stuff. I don't want to be on pills. I don't want to be.
No.
Prescriptions don't.
It's so funny when I go, like, for my oncology visit, they'll be like, okay, now tell us again the medications you're on. I'm like,
none.
I have to take vitamin
D. I got vitamin D. And D. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my multi.
And my little minerals.
Iron. Got your iron.
Oh, yeah, I got to do that too. But that's it. Shouldn't we all be doing that? Shouldn't we all be doing that? Do you like, here's the scoopy with protein. So like a protein powder.
Yeah.
Whey makes, I would say, most female guts a mess.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot of sugar.
It's just, I think it's hard for our bodies to break that down.
It is.
But I like the vegetable one that you can get at Costco. Forget the name of it, but it's all vegetable. It's like a pea protein, right? And it seems to be easier on my system.
I'm just saying,
easier on my system.
Yeah.
Change the subject. Camille and I are wearing sports bras, and now that I look at it, Camille, this looks like a this doesn't look right.
Yeah, it looks like a t-shirt. It doesn't look.
No, it looks like they're sagging.
It's a sports bra,
right? And I think to myself, you know, here's the deal: if you're going to buy a sports bra and it doesn't have adjustable straps, and you have heavy honkers like we do, that's not good. Mm-hmm. How are we supposed to do aerobic activity if we don't have a way to tighten them up?
Well, and my other sports bras are—they come up to here. I mean, they really are like, you know, you are cinched in, you know.
Yeah.
And those will help you, but yeah, I don't like. I'm not a big bouncer anymore. I'm a little weights or, you know, walking, but I'm not going to. I don't want to
run, so that's not going to happen. But then you see girls that I'm like, is that really a bra?
No.
Or is that a bikini top? Like, what are we doing here, right? Well, and I'm pretty sure if you bend over and you just put out a little bit too much of that weight, one's going to jump out. And then what?
I know.
Excuse me.
I like a little mystery, you know. It's like, girls, you know, you do you, but I don't think you have to advertise too much. A little mystery is kind of, I think, sexier. That's my opinion.
There was a girl. I remember there was a girl. She was a young girl. She was in her 20s. And I swear, every time I saw her in the gym, it was all about less is more.
Mm.
To the point that I was thinking, like, I know the dudes were just watching, just waiting.
One's going to sneak his way out.
Like, if you bend over or sneeze, there is something happening.
Oh dear,
there's something happening. Dear. And I wanted to just, I just wanted to pull her over and be like, honey.
Yes, exactly.
I literally at that time at the gym, I couldn't stand the whole. Like,
I know
how the guys were, and you know what?
They're just.
I don't blame them. I mean, you know, I
they're
guess
they're gonna
whatever. Mm-hmm. But right. To me, I'm just like, I can't. Mm-mm. Like, I'm not here for the show by Mm-mm. any darn Mm-mm. means. And the only time I could go was during happy hour because it was, like, after work and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But so anyway, if you have a sports bra that you love.
Yeah.
Like you love.
Fess it up, girl. Please, tell us where you get it.
Yeah. Put it in the comments.